From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo reminds aides of carbon emission reduction target in 2020. Exporters to enjoy zero tariff benefit as IA SIEPA takes effect. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has jogged his aides' memory on Indonesia's target to lower greenhouse gas emissions 26% below the business as usual level by 2020 through unilateral actions. As quoted by Antara News Agency, President Joko Widodo affirmed at the Merdeka Palace Jakarta on Monday that prolonged talks have been held between Indonesia and Norway to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. President Joko Widodo remembers it began in 2010 and Indonesia has kept its commitment to reduce GHG emissions by 26% by 2020 and 29% by 2030. Indonesia-Norway cooperation to reduce greenhouse gas emission and carbon pricing, in which the attendees comprise cabinet ministers. He further said, despite Indonesia's current unwavering focus on effort to handle the COVID-19 pandemic, there are some national strategic agenda on greenhouse gas emissions, including the cooperation between Indonesia and Norway, which should be sustained. The Indonesia-Australia Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, IEA SIEPA, took effect on Sunday, July 5. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Indonesia's Trade Minister Agus Suparmanto noted in a statement on Monday that under the agreement, virtually all Indonesian export to Australia will face zero tariffs. The minister said the hard work and effort put in by the two governments during the process of negotiation and ratification have paid off. Business operators and stakeholders in Indonesia can now benefit from the IACPA. The Indonesian government has issued three regulations pertaining to the implementation of the agreement. Trade Minister's Regulation No. 63 of 2020 on the Certificate of Origin and its issuance under the IA SIEPA, Finance Minister's Regulation No. 81 of 2020 on import duty under the IA SIEPA, and Finance Minister's Regulation No. 82 of 2020 on the mechanism of import duty imposition under the agreement. Indonesian products whose export can be potentially increased comprise automotive, wood and its products, fisheries, textile and textile products, footwear and communication and electronic devices. COVID-19, a new genetic variation of the coronavirus, seems to be dominant in the world. As stated by Reuters, on July 7, a new genetic variation of the new coronavirus seems to dominate in the world. It infects human cells more easily than the original that emerged in China, according to a new study published in the journal Cell. Anthony Fauci, the United States' top infectious disease specialist, said that he thinks the data is showing that there is a single mutation that actually makes the virus be able to replicate better and maybe have high viral loads. The variant is a spike protein called D614G, which is used by the virus to invade and infect the human cells, but this hasn't yet been proven. Chinese Sinovac Biotech is starting phase 3 trials of its potential coronavirus vaccine in Brazil. It said on Monday, becoming one of three companies to move into the late stages in the race to develop an inoculation against the disease. As stated by Reuters, it follows a fast-track approval for the trials by Brazilian regulators last week. Sinovac stated the study, which will be done in partnership with Brazilian vaccine producer, the Instituto Butantan, would recruit nearly 9,000 healthcare professionals working in COVID-19 specialized facilities and start this month. AstraZeneca's experimental COVID-19 vaccine, developed by researchers at the University of Oxford and China National Pharmaceutical Group Sinopharm, are the only other candidates in late-stage phase 3 trials. Moderna also plans to start its late-stage trial this month. Sinovac initiated the development of the vaccine candidate in late January and is preparing a coronavirus vaccine plant, which it hopes will be ready this year and capable of making up to 100 million shots a year. Australian officials were scrambling on Tuesday to implement a travel permit system before closing the heavily trafficked border between its two most populous states as it attempts to contain a coronavirus outbreak in the city of Melbourne. As stated by Reuters, the state line between New South Wales and Victoria is due to close at 11:59 p.m. on Tuesday for the first time in 100 years. The highly porous border, with 55 roads, is traveled daily by commuters and school children, while some businesses straddle both sides. New South Wales is issuing daily crossing permits for residents on both sides of the border, but Premier Gladys Berejiklian has acknowledged there could be a delay, although she hoped the permits would be ready before the closure. The World Bank and International Monetary Fund will hold their annual fall meetings online in October because of the novel coronavirus pandemic, World Bank President David Malpass stated in a letter to the bank's governors. As stated by Reuters, Malpass also encouraged those countries that are considering appointing new executive directors to represent them on the bank's board to factor gender diversity into their decisions. He said, only 5 or 25 current directors are women. The decision to meet virtually rather in person in Washington was widely expected given rising infections in the United States and continuing travel restrictions. The two international finance institutions also held their spring meetings online in April, and IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva and other officials have said they expect to shift more of their work to virtual meetings in the future. The last item, Asian markets look set to rise on Tuesday as investors weigh growing expectations of an economic rebound in China and a resurgent U.S. services industry brushing off worries about a spike in U.S. coronavirus cases. As stated by Reuters Tuesday, Australian S&P ASX 200 futures climbs 0.52%, while Japan's Nikkei 225 futures rose 0.07%, and Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index futures were up 0.68%. E-mini futures for the S&P 500 rose 0.08% following a rally in global stocks on Monday. Bullish sentiment toward the Chinese economy propelled the yuan to its best day against the dollar since December, while an index of blue-chip Chinese shares soared to its highest in 5 years. Ray Adriel, head of FX strategy at NAB, in a research note stated Joe Bonning by the Chinese government through a state-sponsored journal, on the importance of fostering a healthy bull market helped spur the move. That's the end of the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is The Indonesian-Australian Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement officially started being effective. Well, listener, July, of which 2020 is a history day for bilateral relations between Indonesia and Australia. The Indonesia-Australia Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, ICEPA, officially has started being effective that day. The Indonesian Minister of Trade in his official website, kemendak.go.id on Sunday, said that Indonesian businesses and stakeholders could now utilize the ICEPA. The ICEPA will benefit Indonesian exporters through the elimination of all Australian import tariffs so that all Indonesian products entering the Australian market will enjoy 0% tariffs. Indonesian export products that have the potential to increase are automotive, wood and its derivatives, furniture, fisheries, textile and textile products, shoes, communication equipment and electronic equipment. Indonesian Minister of Trade Agus Supramanto in the statement said that the ICEPA preference tariff must be maximally utilized by Indonesian business people so that Indonesian export increase. Vice versa, because trade between Indonesia and Australia is complementary and national industries also benefit in the form of availability of raw material sources at more competitive prices because the import duty is 0%. Hotels, restaurants and catering industry as well as food and beverage industry will get more competitive raw material prices so consumer can enjoy more variance and more affordable prices. Indeed, ICEPA and comprehensive economic partnership with other countries are opportunities for Indonesian exports. However, it should be remembered that the country does not only trade with Indonesia. Even though Australia has a 0% entrance fee for Indonesian products, these products are not in demand by Australians. So it's difficult for Indonesia to sell its product there. The key is a competitive product. Products that are in demand in all countries are good quality products and competitive prices. Indonesia, with abundant natural resources, is not difficult to produce competitive products. However, other countries also have the same advantages. Here, it's important for Indonesia to have observation ability. Every country has a different taste and needs. If this is not seriously observed, a comprehensive partnership could turn out to be detrimental to Indonesia. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Do the following to avoid virus infection when you are traveling. Keep your distance. If you see someone unhealthy, please maintain your distance. The minimum safe distance is 1 meter, but if the person is coughing, then the minimum distance is around 3 meters. Wash your hands with soap, especially if you keep interacting with other people. You can also use alcohol-based sanitizer to kill the germs. Cover your mouth and nose with your elbow or tissue when you are coughing or sneezing. If you are using tissue, throw it away immediately and then wash your hands. Avoid direct contact with living animals and any services that had contacted with animals. Avoid consuming raw or half-cooked meat to avoid cross-contamination. Find medical treatment as soon as possible and then share your prior travel history with the health services if you are experiencing any health problems.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History. We start from an event of Marco Polo Bridge incident marking the start of the battle between China and Japan. The Marco Polo Bridge incident took place on July 7, 1937. At that time, Japanese soldiers assigned near the bridge clashed with the Chinese army. The clash marked the beginning of the Second Sino-Japanese War. The war that took place on July 7, 1937 to September 9, 1945 was a major war between China and Japan before and during the Second World War. This war is the largest Asian war in the 20th century, which claimed the lives of around 35 million Chinese people. Let's move on to July 7, 1978, the Free Solomon Island gains independence. On July 7, 1978, the Solomon Islands, located east of Papua New Guinea, gained independence. The archipelago had been inhabited since 1000 years BC, and Europeans first set to foot there in 1567. In 1885, Germany claimed the Solomon Island as a colony, but a decade later, Britain occupied the island and made it a protectorate. After the Second World War, the Solomon people rose to fight for their independence until finally gained it in 1978. The majority of Solomons are ethnic Melanesians. I'll end today in history with July 7, 2005, where the city of London rocked by bombing. On July 7, 2005, as the city of London celebrated its appointment as the organizer of the 2012 Olympics and the G8 summit in Scotland, four consecutive explosions shook London transportation. Three explosions occurred in the subway and one in bus in central London. 56 people were killed in the bomb attack that occurred in the morning local time during peak hours. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nukuk Sumawati.
Mimpiku melihat senyummu, angan aku terbang. Andai kau sadari usahaku ini untuk mendekatimu, dekati hatimu. Kau menjauhku tergalau-galau saat dekat. Kau berikan harapan. Aku ingin kamu, namun adakah kau ingin aku?
Aku menunggu cinta. Sehari tak jumpa, rasanya setahun. Saat kau tak sapa, hatiku terguncang.
No, 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 no. Hati goyang, jangan kau gantung-gantungkan harapan.
Namun adakah engkau?
anakku menunggu cinta. Kamu, namun adakah kau ingin aku seperti berbalas, namun terkadang makin enggak jelas. Aku ingin kamu, namun adakah kau ingin aku seperti berbalas, namun terkadang makin enggak jelas. Demi Tuhan aku menunggu.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Now, it's nice to meet you again in our regular program, My Indonesia. The topic of today's My Indonesia is Indonesia headlines, the role and contribution of women as peace agents. Minister of Foreign Affairs of Republic of Indonesia, Retno Marsudi, attended a virtual seminar entitled The Role of Women Negotiators and Mediators in the Maintenance of Regional Peace and Security on 1st until 2nd of July 2020. The seminar organized by Indonesia in effort of Indonesia to keep voicing the role and contribution of women as agents of global peace. The seminar was attended by around 3,500 participants from Indonesia and abroad, as quoted on the website kemlo.go.id. During the Prime Minister Reno said that the possibility of peace lasting for up to 15 years would increase by 33% if there were women's participation in the process. In addition, Minister Retno highlighted three main points. First, there is a fundamental need to change the way women and thinking of the community towards women's involvement. Second, it's very important to increase the capacity that facilitates the role of women in building and maintaining peace. Third, it's necessary to build a network that can be a medium to exchange ideas and experience. On the same occasion, Minister Reno also appealed to women to jointly fight for change. The seminar took place in three sessions with the themes New and Emerging Women, Peace and Security Issues in Southeast Asia, and the Role of Women Mediator and Negotiators, the Role of Women as a Negotiator Mediator at the Peace Table, and the Regional Women Mediator Networks, Best Practices from Other Regions Enhancing Women's Meaningful Participation and Influence in Peace Processes. The first session discussed the role of women in peace and security issues in Southeast Asia, national and global efforts to reduce gender inequalities, the women's participation. The second one was a session of sharing the experiences of the speaker at the negotiating table, while in the last session, the speaker discussed experiences in the respective organizations to improve women participation in the peace process at all stages, especially in areas where they work. In addition, the seminar was attended by key female speakers such as Grata Enda Werdanintias, Dr. Nolan Heiser Motusar Pitriani, Professor Marian Coronel Ferrer, Shadia Marhaband, Lunesia Tekla Da Silva, Jermaine Bukampa, Dr. Arpont Madent, and as well as representatives from separate international organizations such as FanWise Africa, Women Mediator across the Commonwealth, Mediterranean Women Mediator Network, and Nordic Women Mediators. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today. Thanks for listening.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I'm going to let you know about Solong Beach in Banyuwangi, East Java. 2025, Indonesian President Joko Widodo conducted work visit to Banyuwangi, East Java. During his visit in Banyuwangi, the president held impromptu visit to Rogo Jampi Market and Solong Beach. The visit to the beach was aimed to observe the readiness new normal adaptation in tourism destinations in the eastern tip of Java Island. The distance of Solong Beach is not far, about 7 kilometers from Banyuwangi City, which precisely located at Klatak Village, Kalipura District, Banyuwangi. The Solong Beach is one of favorite tourism destination which mostly visited by tourists when traveling to Banyuwangi. To get to Solong Beach, you must be past path and densely populated city limit. Once you entering to the beach area, your eyes will be spoiled with the clusters of coconut trees which make the beach so beautiful. From Solong Beach, you can see clearly Bali Island and Bali Straits. You can sit and relax while enjoying the beauty of blue ocean. You can also enjoy the beauty of the beach by tying hammock to coconut trees or swimming, enjoying the freshness of seawater. After enjoying the beauty of Solong Beach, you can take a rest at Solong Villa, which was built with architecture adapted from the traditional house of Using tribe of Banyuwangi. Solong Villa building is dominated by wood and bamboo. Rental price of the villa is quite diverse, starting from 1 million rupiah until 2.5 million rupiah per night. Besides the villa, Solong Beach is also completed with swimming pool. Almost all constructions at the beach complex adjacent to the beach. If you need some foods, you can order Banyuwangi typical foods at the beach restaurant. That was our segment of Indonesian Wonder. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 bibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the
dimiliki, namun dua cinta. akan sempurna untuk dijalani.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a radio lesson on Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language that introduces the vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia. This program is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Agency for Language and Book Development, the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Ini Ruang Kelasnya, or in English, This is the Classroom. Next, I will give you an example of a conversation on Ini Ruang Kelasnya, or in English, This is the Classroom. In the campus, an employee shows the classroom to be used for lectures.
Permisi, saya ingin bertanya, ruang kelas bahasa Indonesia ada di mana?
Kamu bisa jalan lurus, kemudian belok kanan. ruang kelas bahasa Indonesia ada di dekat musola.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce the expressions and vocabulary related to today's topic, which is ini ruang kelasnya. Ini ruang kelasnya, which means this is the classroom. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Ruang kelas bahasa Indonesia ada di mana? Ruang kelas bahasa Indonesia ada di mana? Which means where is the Indonesian classroom? Kamu bisa jalan lurus. Kamu bisa jalan lurus, which means you can go straight. Belok kanan. Belok kanan, which means turn right. Di sebelah musola. Di sebelah musola, which means next to the musola or the prayer room. To ask for a place, you can use the question's word di mana. Di mana, which means where. Like for example, ruang kelas bahasa Indonesia ada di mana? Ruang kelas bahasa Indonesia ada di mana, which means where's the Indonesian classroom. To respond to expression in asking for a place, you can answer by showing direction. For example, with the sentence, kamu bisa jalan lurus, kemudian belok kanan. Ruang kelas bahasa Indonesia ada di sebelah musola. Kamu bisa jalan lurus, kemudian belok kanan. Ruang kelas bahasa Indonesia ada di sebelah musola. Which means, you can go straight, then turn right. The Indonesian classroom is next to the musola or the prayer room. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the conversation one more time.
Permisi, saya ingin bertanya, ruang kelas bahasa Indonesia ada di mana?
Kamu bisa jalan lurus, kemudian belok kanan. Ruang kelas bahasa Indonesia ada di dekat musola.
Well, listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who want to know Indonesian better. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. We'll meet again tomorrow with another different topic. Thank you for listening. Sampai jumpa.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Seperti merakit perahu layar, ku bersiap untuk maju. Dengan hati yang gembira, menyambut pergantian waktu untuk berjumpa denganmu. Ku pastikan kau bahagia. Denganku kau akan melihat sungguh indahnya hidup ini. Tiada yang perlu kau sesali, karena semua akan baik-baik saja. Terus berpacu dalam irama lagu yang kan hiasi harimu.
menuju bersama diriku.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today we present a mellow song entitled Sampan Laju Kota Pontianak, sung by Abdul Hadi. Composed and sung by Abdul Hadi, the song Sampan Laju Kota Pontianak consists of verses of funny poems. The song tells about Pontianak people who wandering to look for their life, do not forget Pontianak, their hometown, and immediately come home to build the city. The song uses Pontianak Melo language. The funny lyrics of the song are accompanied by music with cheerful tempo, makes the song enjoy to listen. Listener, here is the song Sampan Laju Kota Pontianak, sung by Abdul Hadi. Enjoy the song.
Kalau abang ke Pontianak, jangan lupa bawalah tali. Kalau abang pengen berlomba, datang saja ke Sungai Jawi. Walaupun abang jauh di sebang sana, tak bisa lupakan Pontianak yang cantik sedang bersoleh. Buah pepaya,
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter @voiindonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.